There is a machlekes Rishonim, when do we say the bracha on kisui adam? The Bahag is of the opinion that you make the bracha after the kisui. However, the Rosh in Chulin is of the opinion that the bracha is said before the kisui, over lasiyosin, like all mitzvahs, that the bracha should be said prior, over lasiyosin. And that's the way the Rambam paskens also in Hirshu Shchit in Perek Yudalid, and also that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Bahag needs interpretation. Why should you make the bracha on Kisui Adam after the Kisui? Why is it different than all mitzvahs that we make the bracha before the mitzvah over Lasiyasim? So the Rosh explains the opinion of the Bahag, and he says, because the Bahag is the opinion that the Kisui is the completion of the Shechita. It's the Gemar Mitzvah Shechita. And therefore, you don't make the bracha before, because that would be only after. Because when do we say that you make the bracha always over Lasiyasim before? That's at the Tchilas of Mitzvah. But in this case, since it's the conclusion of the Mitzvah, the Siyum of the Mitzvah, it's not appropriate to make the bracha over Lasiyasim, because then that would be considered as a hefsek in the middle of the shechit, in the middle of the Asiyah of the Mitzvah. And that the Oilim in general makes the bracha before Kisui, it's because it holds that Kisui Adam is not the Gemara of the Shechita, but it's it's an independent Mitzvah. And the Rosh also brings in the name of the Bahag, that if a person wants to shecht many animals, and he speaks between one shechit and the next, he's shechting different chayas, he needs to be mechaseh dam shechita of the first shechita and make a bracha on the next shechita. And the Rosh explains in the Bahag that the Bahag is l'shitaso, because there's machloek in the Mishnah between Yehuda and Chachomim in the Mishnah in Chulin and Daf Peivav on the base, by a person who wants to shecht chaya and an oaf. And the opinion of Yehuda is that you should shecht the chaya and do kisya dem and chaya, and afterwards shecht the oaf. While Chachomim disagreeing, they hold that you can do one kisui for both, for the chaya and the oaf. And this needs pshat l'choira that even if Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that chaya and oaf require two different kisuyim, but when he intended initially to shech both of them, why do you need to be chased the dam of the chaya before the kisui of the oaf? Apparently, what you have to say is that kisui hadam is the gemar of the mitzvah shechita, and therefore, if you were not mechaseh the dam of the shechita, the first shechita, before you begin the shechita of the second, in other words, let's say the chai and then the oaf, that would be considered a hefsek in the middle of the mitzvah shechita, of the initial shechita, and the rush holds and the Rosh says that the Bahag is of the opinion that even though we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda in as relates to this, nonetheless we can learn from it that if you nimlach, or you spoke between shechita l'shechita, you have to be mechaseh the dam of the shechita rishon, of the first shechita, to complete that mitzvah, namely that mitzvah shechita, before you continue to shecht another animal. And it's not equivalent to a person, for example, who's sitting and eating, and he says, havlan levorach, let's bench, because if he there, he wants to if he wants afterwards to eat, so he'll make a motzi. He doesn't have to make he doesn't have to make a birkas hamazon before on what he ate before, you know, the birkas hamazon on what he ate before, because there the birkas hamazon is not considered the gmar, you know, of the it's just a separate loch to give sherech for hodot to Hashem on the hanor that he had from the achila, and therefore one hodor works for both achilas. But by kisui, since it's the gemar of the ma'aseh hashchita, and the first shchita was completed, so you have to be going with that shchita, namely, which according to the Bahag includes the kisui adam, before you begin the shchita, the next shchita. So in terms of this, the what's looked at is the, you know, Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yutes holds like the Bahag that if Yosach ben Shchita l'Shchita, you have to be mechasa the dam of the Shchita Rishona before you make a bracha on the Shchita Shniyah. Nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Chof Ches, like Moshe Shonim, that you make the bracha before the shechita on Kisui Adam, before the Kisui, excuse me. So if Kisui Adam is can be considered the gemar of the mitzvah shechita, how is it possible to make the bracha over Lasi Yosa? So apparently Mi'ikra din the Shulchan Aruch paskins the Kisui Adam is an independent mitzvah, not just the Gemara of the Shechita, and therefore it holds L'chadchila you should make but nonetheless it holds that L'chadchila we considered the kisui to be also the gemar of the shechita, and therefore, since it's only a chumra b'yal mamela, it's better to make the bracha before the kisui hadam, like in all mitzvahs that we do in over l'shiyosun. Even by doing this, he'll be mevatel the complete kiyu or shlemus to the mitzvah of the shechita. And if you look, the Ramah in the beginning of Siman Chof Ches says, "A kisui who mitzvah bifne atzma, aval hashechita ksheira af im hezid lo kisa." So the Taz is bothered, but that in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yutes, if a person sach ben shechita l'shechita, he has to be mechaser the dam shechita, the first shechita, before he makes the bracha on the second shechita. And the Rosh explains that's because the kisui adam is considered the gemara the mitzvah shechita. So therefore, how does the Ramah say that kisui adam is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma? Because it seems from that he holds that's the gemara shechita. And so the Taz says there that really kisui adam is an independent mitzvah, not just the gemara the shechita. But since it's related to the mitzvah shechita, the shechita is the mechayev, so therefore you have to mechas the dam of the shechita rishona before you begin the next shechita. But the rest of the answer could be that in terms of shechita, the there are two halachas. First of all, it's the heter shechita. That shechita is a matir. And it's matir the behema, the achila. But also, shechita is also kima mitzah. That's why we make a bracha on it. So as it relates to the heter achila, so kisi hadam is not related to the chalois heter of the shechita. It's only ma'akiv, according to those people, in terms of the kima of mitzah shechita. But in terms of the heter shechita, the only thing that's matter is the shechita, not the kisui. And so when we say that kisi adam, as the Rashi explains to Bahav, is the gemara of the ma'aseh shechita, that only relates to the mitzah shechita, but not in terms of the ma'aseh shechita, the chaloi shechita. Independent of the kima of the mitzah, that there is in kisi adam, it's integrated into the kiyum of the mitzvah shechita. So it's a kiyum b'fnei atzma, but it's also the gemar of the shechita as relates to the kiyum of the mitzvah shechita, but not the chlois heta of the shechita. And therefore, without kisui, there's a chson of the kiyum of the mitzvah shechita in terms of the mitzvah b'shlemuso. And that's what the Ramon means, that even though we hold that kisi adam is the gemar mitzvah shechita in terms of the key mitzvah shechita, it's not ma'akev at all in terms of the heta achila, which comes from the ma'aseh shechita and the chali shechita. So therefore, even if you were hazed and you didn't do the kisi adam, so the behemah is still mutar b'achila.